This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 4. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 36, verse 5. It says there, "Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the skies." End of quote. You can become whoever you want to become in this world. There are plenty of opportunities out there. You can have a highly paid job. You can work hard and do a successful business. As a matter of fact, you may have already possessed the best and luxurious house and cars. You may have the most beautiful wife or handsome husband. You may have the best and smart children in this world. You may have millions and billions of bank balances. You may have servants around you waiting for your orders every day. You may have fame and reputation. However, with all these beautiful things in your life, I can tell you something about you without even meeting you personally. You have a God-shaped hole in your heart if you have not experienced God's love inside you. All your achievements become meaningless if you did not let God pour in His love inside of you. The most wise and luxurious king ever lived on the face of the earth had everything he wanted, yet he wrote, "Utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless." You may have heard this before. Someone said that you have a God-shaped hole inside you. Only God can fill that hole inside you. No one else could or would fill it. You see, your greatest need is unconditional love and unalterable faithfulness. And you look for unconditional love and at most faithfulness, and then you discover your closest one let you down. Heartbreaking moments. Beloved, you know you have faults. However, you want to be loved unconditionally, sacrificially, in spite of your shortcomings and failures, don't you? You want continuous and consistent support and motivation by perfect and never-ending love and faithfulness, don't you? You see, you are wired for this type of love and faithfulness. The question is, who would do it for you? When you fail to experience that kind of love, you feel betrayed and broken, and the God-shaped hole remains in our heart. The sad truth is, people always try to fill the God-shaped hole by something other than God. You want to get it from your boyfriend or girlfriend. Wives want to get it from husbands. Husbands want to get it from their wives. Parents wish to get it from children. Some people foolishly imagine they can get it from sexual relationships or accumulating wealth. So they move from one relationship to another, and from one scheme to the next scheme, and end up in discouragement and depression. Our today's Bible insight says, "Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the skies." End of quote. You see, God's love is called unfailing love. It will never fail you. It will never let you down. People, even your close ones, may fail you or let you down. But God's love is unfailing. Secondly, God's love is as vast as the heavens. How vast are the heavens? I don't know. It is infinite in extent. Our verse also says God's faithfulness reaches beyond the skies. How vast is the sky? I do not know. I don't think no one measured the size of the sky. God's loyal love sticks with you faithfully no matter what happens to you. He is not short of faithfulness. That is what our today's Bible insight says. Dearly beloved, do not try to fill the God-shaped hole inside you with material or fleshly things. The result will be regret, guilt, and even depression. Many famous celebrities end up in depression and suicide because they try to substitute God's love with other things. God says in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah 31:3, He says that He loves you with an everlasting love, and He wanted to draw you with His unfailing kindness. God is calling you today. God wants to get your attention, and God wants to pour in His everlasting, unconditional and perfect love inside you. If you never experienced God's love so far, may I invite you to come to His Son and only Son, Jesus Christ, who is the epitome of God's love. God sent Him to this earth, and He stood condemned in your place for all of your sins. God put all your sins and shortcomings on Him, and He carried all of it to the cross of Calvary, and He died there in your place. He was pierced for your iniquities and transgressions. Jesus paid the ransom for you by His divine and sinless blood. They put Him inside a grave. However, on the third day, God raised Him from the dead. Go to Jerusalem and witness the open tomb of Jesus. The only tomb that remains open on this face of the earth is Jesus's. Now God wants you to accept His love in and through Jesus Christ. Bible says God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. End of quote. Beloved, God pours the infinite, endless, unconditional, sacrificial, unfailing love of God inside you when you come to His Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Repent about your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Would you accept God's invitation to receive His love in your heart by coming to Jesus? Would you fill the God-shaped hole with God's love today? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want your unconditional, sacrificial, perfect, unfailing, and never-ending love. Thank you for showing the fact that I can fill my heart with your love today when I repent of my sins and turn to your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for saving me and filling me with your love. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.